Support for WAMC comes from SPAC presenting the Saratoga Wine and Food and Fall Ferrari Festival, featuring wine tasting, cooking seminars, and more, September 7th through the 9th, SPAC.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. It was a tough day for baseball fans throughout the region yesterday. The Mets fell again to Colorado, 6-2 the final score. Chris Young retired the first 15 Colorado batters, but his throwing error on a sacrifice bunt helped the Rockies score four times in the sixth. Kevin Youkilis's grand slam helped the Chicago White Sox rally for the second straight game to beat the Yankees 7-3 this time. Chicago, which fell behind 3-0 in Monday night's opener before winning 9-6, trailed 2-0 after one inning Tuesday in the matchup of division leaders. Since joining the White Sox in a June trade with the Red Sox, Youkilis has hit 11 of his 15 homers. The Angels snapped a four-game losing streak, beating the Red Sox 5-3. The 7-10 Santana allowed two runs on five hits with four strikeouts and two walks, leaving after throwing 100 pitches. Roger Clemens says his return to baseball with the Sugar Land Skeeters is all about having some fun. 50-year-old right-hander was introduced as the newest member of the independent Atlantic League team. NHL labor talks are set to resume with a wide gap remaining and time running out to avoid a potential lockout. The NHL Players Association Executive Director Don Fair and NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman are scheduled to be back at the negotiating table at the union's headquarters in Toronto today. It's the first time in a week the two leaders have met face-to-face. And with the NFL season quickly approaching, Jets general manager Mike Tenenbaum knows there's pressure on him to put together a team to get to the Super Bowl. But in a sit-down with the Associated Press, Tenenbaum says he puts most of the pressure on himself. The Jets lost their first two preseason games without scoring one touchdown. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.